Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Maisha Avery. I am coming to you all today where we will be discussing taking control. So I just want to always go back and introduce myself because I am always aware that not everyone, of course, knows who I am, that may be tuning into this show or that may listen to it on a playback. So I always start my shows off with introducing who I am. So again, my name is Maisha Avery. I am a health educator. I am a healthy lifestyle blogger. I also speak on Life Coach Radio Network as I am today. And CEO of Inspire to Change LLC. My mission and my purpose is to educate, inspire, and motivate others into living a healthier lifestyle. And the main way that I do get my content out to the world is through my blog, which is www.inspirethenumber2change.co. And that is my website, and that's where you can check out my content in terms of any type of education or inspiration on living a healthier lifestyle. I am based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And to touch on that, in terms of my health education, I do host events called Let's Get Physical. And I will have my first one of the summer next Saturday. If you all are listening and you're in Charlotte, it will be next Saturday in Charlotte at Marshall Park. And the way that you can actually RSVP is the link is in my bio, which is on my Instagram page, and that is _inspire2change. So that's where you can find the link to RSVP to the event. Now, let's get into today's show, which is called Taking Control. I feel that this was a topic to touch on, number one, because I had a group discussion last week, just speaking with some friends and with some individuals that know what I do. And I stated, well, you know, and I always basically sometimes in order to come up with my shows. So what I do is a lot of the times I'll ask questions out on Instagram or social media, or I'll just have these random group discussions with friends or with a panel. I may not know. It just depends. And I always say, you know, well, what may be your issue or what is something that you see with living a healthier lifestyle? And the discussion that happened this week, some individuals were stating just in terms of being consistent and also being able to be more disciplined in their journey. That was something that was, you know, a bit difficult for them to do, or they'll be on pace with it and then something will happen and they will fall off. And I went back and I realized that I talk about consistency and discipline in my shows or on my blog, but I do not believe that I have written a blog post just on consistency itself, but I have not honed in on discipline, how to get there, how to keep that. So I just wanted to make this show about, you know, taking control. And once you actually build discipline, then that actually allows you to become more consistent in your journey. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Now, I'm going to first start off by give some tips throughout the whole show. But what I wanted to rewind back to is basically to touch on my journey. And I always want to touch on my journey because these are things that have helped me. And I believe that these are things that will help others. And then we'll go forward and sharing some other tips today. So in terms of myself to date, I have managed to lose over 70 pounds. And in May, this year, May, in about 3 years, I do not really know how long it took me to lose the weight altogether. It maybe had been over about a year and a half time frame, but I never really kept track because my goal is to live a lifestyle, not really just to lose weight. So that can be in reference to clean eating, building discipline, as we'll talk about today. Never really had a time frame on when I needed to lose weight, because my main goal was not just to, my end game wasn't just to lose weight. And I say that because a lot of the times what we see is when your end game is to just lose weight, what happens is that you are on this pace of just losing weight. So you're on this pace of losing 20, 30, 40 pounds. And then what happens is that you're not treating it as a journey. So therefore, you're not learning the lessons that need to learn throughout the journey. What you're doing is that you're just trying to lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. And you're not really, you know that, okay, you need to eat healthier, but you're not really paying attention to your body. You're not really understanding what is taking place. You're just trying to lose weight like you're in a race. So you're just trying to, your end game is just to lose pounds. Your end game is, when your end game is not to live a healthier lifestyle, that's what a lot of the times drives people away from, number one, building discipline, and then number two, being consistent, because your end game is just a number and not a lifestyle change. So for me, I never really had a time frame on how long it took me to do this. So when people ask me, I say, maybe about a year and a half. I don't know. Maybe it's been 2 years. But I know from the start of my journey until now, it's been about 3 years, because I began to make this transformation and lose weight May of 2012. So it's been about 3 years. Okay, so going into what I was stating. So number one for me, in terms of building discipline, it was all a mindset. So what I always say is that you have to be able to change your mindset to be able to change your lifestyle. And I say that because you have to be, we always think that, we always believe, and I see it all the time, we always believe that living healthy will mean that you will have to lose weight. That's going to happen, because if you change your lifestyle from eating processed food and processed sugars to eating fruits and vegetables and cutting out processed sugar and cutting out processed food, you're going to lose weight. That's the result of that. So that will happen. But you should not be so focused on the pounds. You should be so solely focused on a healthier lifestyle. So for me, what happened before I had to transform my, before my life began to transform, I had to change my mindset. And what I mean by that is I had to adapt to no longer having excuses and always telling myself that I will be able to do this. I will be able to fight through it. So that's the number one thing. A lot of what I see, and this is just what I, and when I say what I see is I see it out on social media with people from day to day. I see it in real life as I deal with clients, or I have clients that come to me and we talk a little bit about their history and about how they have tried to change their lives and maybe it didn't work out for them. So I observe a lot. And the main thing that I see is that we go from a lifestyle of eating poorly, making bad choices, to we wake up one day and say, okay, I'm going to do this. And number one, that is not being able to be disciplined, because number one, anyone is imperfect humans. We cannot go from a bad mistake to just a complete 360 turnaround and expect to stay on. It can be possible, because anything is possible, but majority of the time it's not. And I will tell you, why. What happens is that, going back to my journey, my biggest thing, a battle for me, was that I used to dine out. So I would dine out breakfast, lunch, dinner. I would grocery shop, but my groceries would be all processed food. Like I remember my freezer would be filled to the brim of just, you know, bags of chicken nuggets, TV dinners, frozen pizzas, things like that. It wasn't anything of value. It wasn't anything that was healthy, but I had groceries. But I didn't like to cook. At the time, I had no interest in cooking. I know how to cook, but I didn't like to. It was not a habit of mine. So what I would do is, here I would spend all this money for groceries, and then I would also spend money eating out breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So what happened was that when I decided to take on this healthy lifestyle journey, first things first, I began to get in the habit of cooking. So what took place is that the first step that I had to do was I got into the habit of cooking. Now, I will tell you this. When I started to cook, I will not say that it was anything healthy. I was cooking just to get in the habit of cooking. So therefore, because I knew that my end game was that I wanted to be able to cook healthy meals and I wanted to be able to meal prep. So I had to first build a habit and get into a habit of cooking. So at that point in time, I didn't care what it was that I was cooking, but I needed to get in a habit of cooking. So I would just cook like full course meals, to be honest. I would make fried chicken. I would make baked macaroni and cheese. I may have baked a cake. But at that point in time, I wasn't focused on so much as, oh my gosh, I have to eat clean. I was focused on building a habit of cooking. And so what happened when I built this habit of cooking, and that went on for a couple of months. And what actually did happen is that I did begin to shed some pounds, even though I may not have been eating the cleanest, but I was able to shed some pounds because what was happening was that another issue of mine is that I would skip meals or I would wait a long time to eat. So what was happening is that as I was eating, I had leftovers that I could take to work, and then I was eating. So then it turned into not only when I was trying to build a habit of cooking, I was also at the same time building a habit of eating consistently. And at that point in time, again, my main focus was not to be clean about it. My main focus was to begin to build habits that can help me in the long run. So what happened was that I began to lose weight because, of course, I was, you know, eating more frequently, even though I wasn't eating the best things, but I was eating more frequently. So then what happened was that when I built this habit, so after I rid of all this bad food that I had in my home, which took me a moment because, like I said, I never cooked, I never ate at home. So it did take me a moment. I do not suggest, and I don't ever tell my clients to, you know, go ahead and throw away everything in your home, because number one, that's a waste of money. I think that's frivolous because people out here that don't even know where their next meal is coming from. So I would never suggest to just throw away everything in your home. What I sometimes do say is that, you know, if you have a snack drawer or if you have a pantry just full of, you know, unhealthy snacks, I will say, okay, let's start to rid of some of those things, whether you give it to other people or what have you. Or you can clean out your home and start over, but I wouldn't suggest throwing it in the garbage. Maybe you would want to give it to someone else. Or, you know, maybe donate it to a homeless shelter or what have you, or maybe cook and, you know, give the food away or what have you, but never to throw it away in the trash. So at any rate, once I built that habit of cooking, then when I rid of all this food that I had that was no good for me, then what I began to do is I began to make healthier choices. And this is where my discipline was tested. Number one, I did not know what the heck I was getting myself into. I did not know what I was, in the beginning, I didn't know which way I was going with it, to be honest. My whole journey was very new to me. And even though I have a degree in health education and I've taken nutrition courses and I was taught this information, it is very different when you try to do it personally for yourself. Things are very different. You can be taught in school all day. You can read a book on how to be the best parent ever. But once you actually conceive a child yourself and begin to have a child and begin to give birth, and that's your first time, you may be very lost and you could have read 1,000 books. So it is very different when you take on the journey on your own. At that time, I probably could have taught others still how to live a healthier lifestyle just based on book knowledge. But I had to go through the journey myself to really understand what it meant to change my life. So again, in the beginning, I did not really know which way, I did not really know which way I was going with this. So eating healthy was a challenge for me because I just didn't know. I was starting off like anyone else, and I really didn't know which way I was going. So what I then began to do is when I started to eat healthier, the main thing that I needed to do was I started to find healthier alternatives. And this was something, and when I say that my discipline was tested, And this is the biggest issue. We built this, I think it's more of an issue with discipline with food than it is with working out. Because people just say, well, I love food, I love to eat. And that's all well and fine. You can love food and love to eat. I do it now, even though that I'm on this healthy lifestyle journey, but you have to eat and love more of the good stuff versus the bad. So at any rate, for me, my discipline was tested when I had to eat cleaner. So what I developed, and people fail to realize, that when you're eating healthier and when you're on this journey, everything is out of sight, out of mind. And what I mean is, everything is very mental, number one. Your whole journey is much more mental than it is physical. And then another thing is that it's very much, as I stated before, out of sight, out of mind. So what I mean by that is, in your home, the number one thing that helped me build discipline, and this was around eating better, was if you can't fight against it, don't purchase it. So that was number one. For me, I could sit at home and I could eat a whole pint of ice cream in one sitting. Still till this day, I can do it. So therefore, what I have to tell myself is, and that's another thing, you need to be very honest with yourself when you're out on this journey, because you cannot build discipline if you continue to give yourself excuses and continue to basically find justification for why you do what you do in your journey. If you have an issue, if you can buy a package of Oreos and you can sit down and eat it in one sitting, then you do not need to purchase Oreos and put them in your home, because you have no discipline when it comes to that food or of any foods. If you cannot order let's say a large pizza, and you can't just eat one or two slices, maybe freeze the rest, or maybe, you know, give it away or not eat it, or whatever the issue is, and you don't need to order pizza. So if you do not have wherever you lack discipline, you need to keep it out of your home. And what will happen is that, because a lot of the times, what will happen is that you may be a person, even for myself, I'm not home a lot, but for me now, I cook and I prep. So most of my meals are at home. Even on the weekend when I'm on the go, I can take a container and go, or what have you. I have no issue in doing that. So therefore, those things build discipline. So what happens is that when I begin to eat healthier and when I begin to eat cleaner, I stop purchasing things in my home. First, what I did do was find healthier alternatives. So like, I was an ice cream lover. So what I then began to do was buy yogurt or anything like that, because for me, it was mental. So if I wanted some ice cream, I would get yogurt. It had the same consistency. It had flavor. Well, not the same consistency, but it was along the same lines of, you know, I was thinking that maybe I was eating ice cream or what have you. Or I may buy like ice fruit bars, organic fruit bars or what have you, but something just to help me whenever I wanted ice cream. So what began to happen is that months after months after months, when I stopped purchasing and putting honey buns, cookies, cakes, pies in my home, what then happens is that you're building your discipline against those type of food items, because you don't have them in your home to consistently eat. So what was happening was that when I was filling my home up with healthier food items, and that's what I had to eat, then those were the things that I was gravitating towards. And then what I was noticing was that it was months down the line, and I'm like, oh wait, I haven't had fried chicken in a minute. I haven't had ice cream in months, almost a year. I haven't had, you begin to realize, oh wow, because you don't have these items in your home. And I did not, what happened was that when I built that discipline, so what happens is that when you build that discipline and you go out, you're not going to a fast food restaurant and you're not searching for, well, let me get a large milkshake, let me get this, let me get that, or what have you. Sometimes it got to the point where I was so disciplined that even I can stop at a fast food place and say, okay, do they have a salad I can have? If I had to stop, or when I dined out at restaurants, I would choose a healthier choice. Or if they didn't really have healthier choices, if they serve vegetables and they served a grilled chicken sandwich, I would have that. Maybe just make me some grilled chicken and some veggies or what have you. So you can definitely, what happens is that you have to first start at home. Because if you don't start at home, then when you go out in your everyday life, so when you go to work, if you're someone where you're a entrepreneur such as myself, and you're always out, you're always about, and sometimes you may be only able to dine out because you're going from event to event, or you're at events and they have food, you will be disciplined to make the right choices. So for me, what has taken place is that, and there are some items that I'm still not disciplined on. So again, I do not have them in my home. So therefore, I'm not disciplined on ice cream. I'm not disciplined about, you know, honey buns still. I've completely cut juice and soda out of my eating habits. So that's not anything that I even want anymore, that I even have it. I don't even buy it. But so now if I want ice cream, and what also happens is that when you stop putting items in your home or what have you, then what also happens is that you learn how to have them in moderation as well, because you built discipline. So like for me, I have no discipline when it comes to ice cream. So what happens now is that if I want an ice cream, I will go to an ice cream shop, get one scoop of ice cream, have that about my day, versus I will not buy a whole pint of ice cream and put it in my home because I know that I will sit down and have it in one sitting. I have no discipline. However, it is out of sight, out of mind. And because it is not in my home, I don't think about it because I don't have it here. I'm not tempted by it. So I don't indulge in it. But if I do from time to time, if I think to myself, oh, I want some ice cream, I can go to an ice cream shop, or I can go to a frozen yogurt place or what have you and get that. But my cravings are few and far between because it's not something that I consistently eat where it's on my mind. So that's one thing that I would say that will help to build discipline is out of sight, out of mind. Stop purchasing, stop putting junk in your home, because what happens is that you may think, okay, let me buy this pack of cookies. I'm only going to have one. I'm only going to have two. No, you have to be very realistic with yourself. You have no discipline with those cookies. So stop putting them in your home, because you're not going to build discipline by something that you're not disciplined about being in your home tempting you. How are you going to be able to build discipline with your favorite Oreos if you buy a package every week and have it sitting there on your counter looking at it? You're not going to be able to do it. So stop putting it in your home, because what will eventually happen is that when you go out in your everyday world, you're not thinking about it because it's not something that you always indulge in. So I would say out of sight, out of mind. That was one of the things that worked for me. Even because I was a heavy soda drinker, and then I went on to drinking juice thinking that it was so much better when it's not, because it has sugar as well. And so but everything was a step for me. I didn't say, well, I'm going to stop eating junk food, let me throw everything away and it happened today. No, I allow myself to go through a process. And that's another reason why I say develop the mindset of wanting to live a healthier lifestyle, because if you're just, your end game is just to lose pounds, then you're not building a process. You're not building discipline. You're not building consistency. You're not allowing yourself to be motivated. You just want to lose 20 pounds. And then what happens is that once you lose it, you go back to all of those bad habits because you didn't build discipline. You didn't build consistency. You didn't build anything. You just wanted to lose some pounds. And so then now you go back to your bad habits, thinking that you can handle it when you can't, because you haven't built discipline. And then now you've gained more than what you've lost. It happens time and time again, and I see it every day. So The thing is that, and like I said, also understand again that this healthy lifestyle journey is so much more mental than it is physical. And sometimes you will find yourself playing mind games with yourself, which is completely okay because it'll help you. So like I said, for me, the biggest thing was that I stopped buying it. I stopped buying it. I didn't see it. I didn't have a taste for it because it wasn't here. And then even in the beginning, it was tough because, yeah, I would crave ice cream even though it wasn't in my home. But guess what? The only thing that I did have in my home was fruits, vegetables. So you begin to eat what you have. Because if I want ice cream in the middle of the night, I'm not getting out of my bed at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We have to be realistic. No one is getting out of their bed at 2 or 3 o'clock. No one is getting out of their bed at 10, 11, midnight to go get ice cream. And if you do that, maybe another issue, but no one is doing that. So what I then did was I would get up and go see what I did have. Oh, I have a banana. Oh, I have a fruit salad. Oh, I have this. Okay. Or I have vegetables and maybe something that I cooked earlier or what have you. Okay, well, let me eat that because that's what I have. I wasn't leaving the comfort of my home to go out in the middle of the night to get ice cream. So that's what I say, out of sight, out of mind, and then it works for the long run. Another way to build discipline is, another way that I was able to build discipline was that you have to learn to say no. And because all of us as humans, we have an issue with being able to say no. And you have to be able to do so, because if you say yes to everything and everyone, it's not going to be beneficial for you. So first things first, when I started this healthy lifestyle journey, or for anyone starting, I had to be very honest with my friends. And I say that because, and not to blame them, but my friends that I had at the time, which my friends are very different now from what I had starting my journey. But my friends at the time, we would always eat out. They would eat out with me. They would dine out. And, you know, we would always eat out. We would always party. It would always be alcohol, which packs on calories or what have you. So I had to tell them not to invite me. Like, I basically had to tell them, I said, you know, I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to do this. Again, I wasn't disciplined. But what happens is that it's hard for us to say no. So you have to be very, again, this is where that, you have to be very honest with yourself. If your friends invite you out to eat, you're going to say yes. So what I had to do in the beginning was that I had to tell them, do not invite me. Do not invite me. And I didn't take it personally. And what eventually ended up happening was that for like 4 or 5 months, my friends, they would go out to eat, they would go hang out, and I didn't go. I saw it on social media. I didn't have a problem with it because I told them not to invite me. But what happened was that during those 4 or 5 months, I had time to build that discipline. I had time to build consistency, because what happens is that in the beginning, yeah, you may go out and it's okay to dine out. Even I dine out now, but now I'm much more cautious to make healthier choices. Back then I wasn't. I would have had a tin platter of buffalo wings, a burger with cheese and bacon on it, fries, a milkshake, some drinks, a soda. That I didn't have any discipline. So therefore, I have to be very realistic and tell them, hey, I'm trying to change now. Do not invite me out, because what I'm going to say is I'm going to say yes, and then I'm going to go out and I'm going to make poor choices, and then that's going to set me back. So in the beginning, again, a lot of people say, well, you know, you can do things in moderation. I say this. Once you build discipline, then go back to this whole moderation situation, because what happens is that when you have no discipline, there is no moderation. When you have no discipline against ice cream, you will sit there and eat the whole pint of ice cream in one sitting, as I did. You will not buy a pint of ice cream trying to build discipline and say, okay, I can only have one scoop. It does not work that way. And we have to be very realistic with ourselves and with the world, that if you don't have discipline, don't do it. And that's the main thing that I always tell my clients, and that's what I had to tell my friends, do not invite me out, because I did not have the discipline. So therefore, when you don't have discipline and moderation go together, there is no such thing as moderation when you don't even have discipline in what you're doing. So we have to be very clear about that. Once you become disciplined, like for me now, I'm disciplined. I still don't buy certain things in my home because I'm not disciplined about it. And I'm very realistic with myself about that. So what happened? There are certain things that I can do in moderation. So like I said, for me, I don't buy ice cream in my home, but if I want ice cream, I'll go to an ice cream shop, get a scoop of ice cream in a cone or a cup and let it be that, or what have you. If I go out to eat now and I have a burger, I say, okay, number one, I'm not going to have fries. Let's do a salad, or do you all have fruit? I'll do that. I don't drink soda or water or anything anymore like that. But I make choices. Either I'm going to have a burger or I'm going to have fries and something else. I don't do both. So that's moderation. And I'm able to do things in moderation now because I built self-discipline. If you don't have discipline, you can't do things in moderation, because what it does is that's when you go out and you're not disciplined. You're not worried about making healthy choices or what have you, or not worried about that one meal. You're still in the old mindset with the old habits because you haven't built discipline. So how can you practice something in moderation when you don't even have discipline about it? It's backwards. You can't do one without the other. So therefore, I would say you cross the bridge of moderation once you become disciplined. Once you become disciplined, then you can say, okay, now I can practice moderation. That's another step. Moderation is not something that you can do. Figure out the process. It's not possible. And so my whole thing is that, again, like I said, so if you have a friend, don't invite me when you go out to eat, then you need to do just that. Another thing that I had to, in terms of saying no. So what I did was I stopped telling my friends to invite me out. And then also what I did was, there was another step, and I've just lost my step. So let me go forward and then I'll come back. But what I did was I stopped telling my friends no. I mean, I started to tell my friends, do not invite me. Because then therefore they weren't inviting me. I didn't have an option of stating yes or no. I just didn't know about it. I saw it on social media after it happened. So therefore what I was doing was I was at home and I was, you know, building this discipline. And most of the time I was out walking, I was out running around, but I was, you know, building this discipline to, you know, be able to practice things in moderation. Another thing that I stopped doing and I said no to for, and especially, and this was something that hits all of us when the weather gets nice outside, is stop going to cookouts and barbecues. That was another thing for me, because what would happen is that I had hit a plateau one year after I had lost. This was after I had lost weight, maybe about 50 or so pounds. I hit a plateau because, again, I wasn't very disciplined. It was about eight months after, you know, I begin to live a healthier lifestyle. I still, discipline takes a long time, and you can't really, for each individual, you can't really put a time frame on it, because for me, again, this was 8 months later and I was still slowly getting back into my old habits. But what happened was that the next summer, not the summer that, so it had been about maybe like a year or so, but the next summer after I had lost weight, and then I was like, okay, well, I can start going out now or what have you. And I would go to cookouts and things like that. And it got bad because every time I turned around, someone was having a cookout. So therefore, I was consistently eating hot dogs, burgers, stuff that wasn't good or what have you, for me to be eating on a consistent basis. So therefore, I hit a plateau. So I had to go back to the drawing board and figure out how to get out of this. Because here I was, I had lost over 50 pounds and I wanted to continue. And I had hit a plateau because I wasn't as disciplined as I thought I was. So you have to be very mindful in just saying no, learning when to say no or what have you, and just being very honest with people. You know, it's hard for us to say no, but what I learned how to do instead of saying no, I then begin to explain myself, you know, I'm trying to live healthier or what have you. So therefore, right now, that's not going to work with me. And what happens is that when you learn to be honest with people about you wanting to live a healthier lifestyle and you're trying to figure it out, people become more supportive. So then what happens is that people will take you serious. I hear a lot of people, a lot of the times, they say that they can't be consistent because their friends are always like, oh, let's go out to eat. Let's do this. Let's do that. And that's all well and fine. But when people see that your friends are not the ones that are inconsistent. Your friends will be consistent and take you serious when you learn to take your journey seriously. So it just all goes hand in hand or what have you. But I would say the biggest thing is learning how to say no and, you know, staying away from old habits. That's